Asthma is an inflammatory lung condition that can cause bouts of coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. In severe cases, a patient's airways swell shut, requiring a visit to the emergency room. The Illinois Hospital Report Card tracks these types of visits. Between 2015 and 2017, Stevenson County had among the highest rates of visits in the state. Dr. James Kulka is chief physician executive for FHN, a medical network based in Freeport. He says people with asthma use devices called peak flow meters to gauge how much air is going into their lungs. The reading helps determine a course of action if symptoms change.
Say you fall into the yellow category, you might start prednisone on your own. And if you get worse and, you know, you check your peak flow the next day, it's in the red category, you either see your doctor, call your doctor, or go to the emergency department.
Prednisone is a steroid used to treat inflammation. In severe cases, emergency room doctors can administer bronchodilators, which open up the lungs, or put patients on a ventilator. But that isn't always needed.
People don't have a need for the high acuity services of an emergency department, but still need unscheduled care in a somewhat rapid manner.
That's where urgent care centers come in handy. They can address less severe symptoms, sometimes at a lower price. But Stevenson County Public Health Administrator Craig Bentema says they aren't always an option in less dense areas.
Then you're coming to the closest place that you can find, and asthmatic conditions don't necessarily follow that 8-to-5 time that urgent clinics are open.
And that could lead to more visits to the emergency room. Bentema says this partially explains the ER visit statistics, but it's not the only reason.
I really believe that we've got so accustomed to emergency habits such as call 911 or go to the emergency room. And many people may not realize just what urgent care does.
That's why public health officials are emphasizing several forms of asthma prevention. These include early immunizations and avoiding habits like smoking. But for those with asthma, the key is having a plan to manage the symptoms. Winnebago County Public Health Administrator Sandra Martell explains.
There are different phases. There might be times when the allergens may be higher. Maybe it's an allergic type response or an exercise-induced asthma. Understanding those triggers and then appropriately managing it with both maintenance medication and then what we call the rescue medications, should that need to happen.
For those suffering from symptoms near Freeport, FHN's Urgent Care Center began last year. Doctors see 35 to 40 patients per day. But even if there is greater access to urgent care, Dr. Kulka says an emergency room may still be the best option.
Very mild symptoms, you know, is okay. Go to the urgent care. But the thing about asthma is it can be a severe disease. It can be a fatal disease.
Martell is optimistic about urgent care, but says it's part of a larger whole.
So as systems and networks grow, and as the availability of urgent care and the sophistication of that continues beyond, you know, typical business hours, that improves the ability for really management throughout the 24-hour cycle for individuals with this illness.
Kulka and Martell agree that proper management of asthma is key. So triggers can be minimized, and when there's a crisis, patients know exactly what to do. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.